Democrats rally around Trump's call for $2,000 stimulus checks. What do you say, Mitch? By Hannah Blow on December 23, 2020. High-profile members of the Democrat Party, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, are rallying behind President Donald Trump's call for Congress to provide more direct relief to the American people in the form of higher stimulus checks. The president on Tuesday addressed the $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government spending bill passed by both chambers earlier this week and demanded they amend the bill to provide more direct relief to American families. "I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000, or $4,000 for a couple," Trump said, drawing support from prominent Democrats. "Let's do it." At Rashida Tlaib and I already co-wrote the COVID coronavirus amendment for $2,000 checks, so it's ready to go, Ocasio-Cortez said. "Glad to see the president is willing to support our legislation. We can pass $2,000 checks this week if the Senate GOP agrees to stand down." Tlaib agreed, adding, "Send the bill back, and we will put in the $2,000 we've been fighting for that your party has been blocking. I'm in. What do you say, Mitch?" Schumer asked. "Let's not get bogged down with ideological offsets and unrelated items and just do this. The American people deserve it." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, also welcomed Trump's proposal, declaring that Democrats are ready to bring this to the floor this week by unanimous consent. Trump also used the opportunity to blast what Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has dubbed the legislative monstrosity, particularly for having almost nothing to do with COVID. "The bill is fraught with pork and perks for special interests and includes billions in foreign aid, including millions for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan."